I'm going to take you inside the herring fishery. But rather than get onto a boat, we're going to climb into the clouds.
Sector Radio, Piper 6820 Lima.
Frank Foodie calmly rests his hands on the controls. Mine are wrapped white knuckle onto my seat. His plane is a 1970s era Piper Super Club, which he rebuilt 10 years ago. He motions towards my life jacket and overhead to a waterproof case, where inside is a phone.
Turn it on up here.
Huh?
And make a phone call in case we crash and I'm dead or incapacitated.
Okay.
He's like a flight attendant, but with less flourish and blue jeans. Through his headset, he tracks a stream of chatter from air traffic control to herring captains to his observer. That's me. My job is to monitor for other planes so we don't crash while he concentrates on catching fish. I've plugged my recorder into his audio outboard and totally blank on all my questions. The only thing I managed to say is,
"Did I put my phone on airplane mode?"
No, I don't think that phone can make this thing crash.
Then there's silence, like that hiss of anticipation when a roller coaster is about to take off. Foodie concentrates as the Piper collects speed down the runway, and then the ground falls away. We're up and climbing towards the sun, the water glassy down below.
And when we're out over the water?
To me, it's all varying shades of turquoise. But to Foodie, it's the makings of the herring fishery.
There's fish right there.
Is that the herring?
Yeah, can you see the flash in the water down there? Little sparkles.
And sure enough, there are the herring, a thin ribbon of black along the beach. Schools gather by the thousands every March to spawn. Sea lions, eagles, and other predators shortly follow. Foodie points out a humpback whale down below, trailing something brown.
He just pooped. He's eating a lot.
And a few minutes later, he spots four or five humpback whales bubble feeding.
That's awesome.
I should add, there's no fishery taking place today. But if there were, picture a drama of horsepower and whitewater, with planes clustering overhead and seiners competing down below, everyone chasing the same mass of fish. What you're hearing is some video footage from Wednesday's fishery. As a spotter pilot, Foodie helps his two boats set their net. He's like a conductor, but miles from the orchestra, and can easily get lost in the moment.
We do this all day. I've got like a million miles of this.
Foodie has spent 40 years spotting, mostly for herring fisheries in Bristol Bay, Cordova, and Sitka, but he's also chased brine shrimp in Utah and sardines in Washington. He tried California, but hates night flying. He prefers fisheries like Sitka's that are safer, less stressful. Back on the ground, he tells me he's flown in places where there's 100 planes in the air at a time.
You can hear the other airplane over your headset. It'll key your mic. It's probably 5-10 feet away. Definitely gets your heart going.
But he says close calls are part and parcel to the job. He'll be in the plane for 12, sometimes 18 hours at a time. And when the winds get squirrely or his observer alerts him to a plane overhead, he has to respond quickly. One time he was so focused on making a set that he almost didn't notice his plane flipping upside down.
I was looking through the skylight trying to finish the set and had to bail out. I probably could have pulled it off, but I finally got smart and just pulled out and let him finish the set himself.
There are moments like this of adrenaline and adventure, but also hours of waiting in cramped quarters. After all these years, Foodie finds himself wanting to wind down. The market is soft, the fish are small, the average pilot will gross $15,000 a fishery, but that's nowhere near the payout of decades ago.
I've had enough flying around catching fish. Just don't want to fly too much.
Too much.
Yeah, 200 hours a year and 3-4 months of dealing with the airplane is nice.
Foodie may be a pilot, but he's a fisherman at heart. While airborne, he wanted to show me every herring school, every spawn site, every whale. His dad was a pilot too, with a key difference.
I could catch more fish than him normally because he was looking at his airplane, playing with the knobs, making sure the engine's running right. I just looked outside and find fish.
Proving that not all fishermen wear waders. Some have wings. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.